Fernandez via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. on Wednesday, April 1st, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with traffic this morning, weekdays from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and again from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. until June 26th, Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue is closed for the School Streets program, restricting access during school drop-off and pickup times. Ongoing throughout the day, drivers may encounter delays on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where traffic is reduced to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speeds, and posted signage. Long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen from Johnson to William and on Barrie at Queen, both for construction. Now a look at your weather for today. It's a cloudy start to the day with the skies clearing later this afternoon. Winds from the north at 20 kilometers per hour will become lighter later this morning. The high today is 8 degrees. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with winds becoming northeast at 30 kilometers per hour near midnight. The low is minus 3 with wind chill near minus 10 overnight. That's been your quick 8 a.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM. Be sure to stay tuned for Indie Wake Up Call with Jeff the Nerd and Simone the Moan coming up next.
Hey, my name's Will. I play in the Woolly Leaves, Constantines, and the Lifeless Souls. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
It's guarding the treasure!
What's it?
That's it!
You can't get away from it! From the pit. First one to the treasure wins, but watch out for it.
Wow!
You can't get away.
I know why.
Get away from me.
I win!
Play it.
We need to get that.
Oh, no, not yet.
See any good looking girls in here?
Oh, there's one.
You're late.
Early. How are you doing?
To see
I just had to learn the song.
You don't know the song?
Well, I know it now.
Kick out the jams!
Susie!
Let me kick out the jam.
That was awful.
Yo.
Hey.
What's going on,
What's
Simone?
Going on? What's going on, Jeff?
Oh, my. It feels something,
epic, man.
Something feels epic in
something
here today.
Something special is going to happen today.
I don't know what.
I don't know.
We're alone in the studio for now, but it is April Fool's Day.
You never know what's going to happen. Anything can happen.
Anything. What's going to happen? My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Mo.
Welcome to Indie Wake Up Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So good.
Today's the day. Yeah.
Happy April Fool's Day. Happy April 1st. We made it.
Made it all the way here.
It feels like winter is finally dead.
Yes. Stomp on it. Stomp.
I'm very excited today.
Yeah.
I've got sugar and caffeine are coursing through my veins.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good morning.
We're buzzing. Yeah, we're buzzing.
Buzz with us until 10 a.m. at CFRC 101.9 FM. And we are here with you to rock out. We got a lot of new stuff, a lot of old stuff. We got a lot of songs with the word fool in them. That's all we get. And then, yeah.
I like that. And then that's a nice touch, Jeff.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I need all the support I can get.
Yeah.
We just heard.
You got it going on, Jeff.
Thank you.
You got it going on.
It's like therapy session. I love it. we just heard Susie Quattro, brand spanking new. That was their cover of Kick Out the Jams. If you recognize the voice in there, that was Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm, with those lashes.
Very smoky eyes.
Yeah, I like that style. Yeah.
He's still kicking the jams out.
Yep.
We're going to kick all the jams out with you guys today. It's going to be good. We're going to talk about sugar. We got Easter weekend coming up, so we got to talk about candy.
Yes.
Talk about candy.
Little pranks here and there.
It's April Fool's. We got to talk about pranks.
Yeah.
What are we going to do to Chance when he gets in the studio today?
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Let's tie a string on the door frame so he falls over.
Oh, my goodness.
Spills his latte.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness,
yeah,
Jeff.
It's going to be a good morning. We've got events that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
The movie, not the commandments.
Well, Ten Commandments, the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What else are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
Maple syrup.
Movies.
We can talk about movies.
Yeah.
Talk about Superman.
Oh, yeah. Superman for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And of course, we're going to rock out with you guys.
Absolutely.
Why don't we?
We shall. Yeah, let's do it.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Mo.
Welcome to the last 2 hours of your life because you've peaked. You're listening to us. This is it.
This is it?
It's all downhill from here.
Is it?
I
think it's just going to get better and better.
We'll see.
Oh.
It's going to get better and better because coming up next, we've got brand new stuff from Jack White. This is his cover of
White.
Got a whited up. Yeah, you got to pronunciate it.
Yeah.
This is his cover of Stevie Wonder's You Are the Sunshine of My Life.
Ooh, I love that. You are the sunshine of my life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you listeners are the sunshine of our lives. Let's do it.
Let's go.
My name's the Nerd.
I'm the Moan.
Must have known that I was lonely. This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Nobody's fool. This heart has never been broken. I kept my eyes wide open. Every time she said she loved me, nobody's clown. No, I never joined that circus. I played it cool. I'm nobody's fool. Nobody's toy. I was made to play with. That's my game, and I got to remain nobody's love, nobody's bread and butter. Yeah, I played it cool, and I'm nobody's fool.
Lunch, Lady Doris. Have you got any grease?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Then grease me up, woman!
Okie dokie.
Never even call to say you want to call to stand in time in my company. It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Never like nobody that's been mean to me. I've got a heart full of stone. Then you came along into my life, destroying me more, mounting up the toil and strife. But I'm a fool boy, I'm a fool boy, I'm a fool boy, I'm a fool boy. Guess I'll always be. In my heart, and you know it's true. But I'm a fool boy, I'm a fool boy, I'm a fool boy, I'm a fool boy. Dogging me every day, but child, I'm here to stay, 'cause I'm a fool.
Everything's going on.
We got chit-chatting away.
We did.
So much that I forgot to...
We almost forgot we were on, but we're on.
We're hosting.
We're on.
Welcome back. CFRC. Place to be.
Place to be.
Since 19... If we had founded CFRC in 1923, the rhyme would work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so mad that it's 1922.
Yeah.
CFRC, the place to be since 1922.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't work, but...
Damn.
We're okay, though.
Damn it's you.
Fine.
Queen's University Morse Code Club. Why couldn't you wait one more year to found this?
Oh, it's okay, though.
Anyways.
We're happy.
Rocking out for over a century.
Yeah.
Speaking of rocking out, it's April Fool's Day, so we just heard The Impressions with...
Fool for You.
Yeah, classic stuff. We also had a request from superfan Kai, Honeymoan.
Low blow.
Yeah. We were talking about honey mead off air. Yeah. That's why I got distracted.
Yeah, yeah.
You start talking about liquors and ales, and I lose track of everything.
You lose track a little bit, but that's okay.
Well, I'm nobody's fool, just like the song before mm-hmm. by, what is that, Dan?
Dan Penn.
Dan Penn with Nobody's mm-hmm. Fool, and we open up that set with Jack White. Jack White and the Electric Mayhem, which is the band from the Muppets.
Ah.
So that was Animal on the drums.
I love them. I love the Muppets.
They're great.
So great, eh?
So wholesome. Absolutely. That was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that was called You Are the Sunshine of My Life, the Stevie Wonder cover.
Yeah.
Our high school band, Afronic Secondary, we had a gong in the percussion section.
Did you?
Somehow the high school had a gong.
Oh.
So the Muppet Show theme was a favorite of the band because then Andy Demers got to hit the bong.
Yeah.
Or the gong, sorry.
Did you watch Fraggle Rock too?
Yeah, I like Fraggle Rock.
Not as much as the Muppets?
It was a little schmaltier. It was geared towards younger kids, I think. So when I was watching, I like the Muppet Show because of the celebrities and it's a little more grown up.
And Miss Piggy and Kermit come out.
Yeah.
It's pretty special.
That's a Hollywood power couple right there.
You're right.
Absolutely, yeah. Welcome
power
back to
couple.
Indie Wake Up, where we talk about what's going on in our lives.
Yeah.
I watched The Ugly Stepsister this past week. It's a horror movie based on Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever read the old Grimm horror, like the old Grimm Cinderella story, like the original one?
Is it where like the heel of her foot is cut off or something?
So she can fit into
the shoe?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, yeah. They don't mess around. They're just, Grimm is, you know, quite apt. That's a great name.
Yeah, if you want to see that in real life, you watch The Ugly Stepsister.
Oh,
it's like,
really?
It's like,
so they go.
They go there,
They go there?
It's a very good movie, but it's very disgusting.
Mm.
So I love it.
You love it?
Yeah. what did you get up to this past week?
Nothing much, but I was thinking about April Fools.
Oh, yeah.
Pranks and stuff like that. And I'm trying to think, have I ever been pranked?
Have you been pranked?
Well, not. I don't know if this is a mild pranking.
Lay it on me.
Okay, so I must have been in grade 8.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a whole bunch of people at the school lined up on the hallway, like sitting down.
Yeah.
And I'm just walking by them. And then I look down and I see like a toonie.
Oh, no.
So I try to pick it up.
Yeah.
And when I try to pick it up, it was glued to the ground.
Yeah, we used to do that.
And they all started laughing. And I was so embarrassed. And I just like ran away.
I should have been embarrassed.
I left the toonie on the ground where I found it.
And it's probably still there.
And I just ran away. I was so embarrassed.
You got fooled.
I got fooled. Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I've been like straight up pranked. But like last night, I think was Queen's University has this weird student tradition. I heard about it because Aaron, who is the wonderful baker at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Our amazing sponsors. She was telling me that there was a lot of like yelling and hootenanny going on last night.
Hootenanny.
And because I'm old, I don't like talk to students that much. I had to read it online, but apparently it was a thing where a bunch of students race from the Arc, the Queen's Gym, to the McDonald's on Princess and Clergy.
Uh-huh.
They have to eat a burger really fast and then go back. But there's
there's
no set route. It's just like as the crow flies.
Really?
So I think it was just this mass of like bros.
Of just
hopping fences and running and screaming. So some of the best pranks I've ever seen. There's this Japanese game show where they would do pranks with a couple hundred people. Like imagine you're walking down like a narrow alley and you turn a corner and there's just like 100 people running in the opposite direction.
Oh my goodness.
You're like, what is going on?
Oh my goodness.
And you have to run. You start running, you know, so.
Yeah, so they're just observing. They're just filming you just.
And you're like, what's going on?
Reacting, right?
Yeah, so that would be like. That would be a good prank, but then you would risk giving someone like a heart attack.
Right.
They think there's like a disaster.
But I guess there's some game shows that you see that they don't care about what happens.
Do you ever see
those like where they're doing obstacles and they're bouncing off of things and they're smashing into the water?
Oh, are you talking about Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
Yeah, they just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I watch
like
that regularly.
You sign your life away, right? It just happens.
Oh, it's so good though. There's a 24-hour stream of that on YouTube.
Is there?
I watch that all the time.
Do you?
On TV number 3.
Like
their
whole body is like a rag doll.
Yeah,
basically.
It's so much fun.
Yeah,
that's a good April Fool's thing.
Is
even
it?
Though like they know what they're signing up for.
Goodness,
but,
wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not big into like pranks. Like a lot of people were saying, hey, you're gonna
know what's gonna happen.
Not gonna, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? caused some damage.
You caused some real damage.
Yeah, someone said get yourself into trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Someone said to me yesterday, like, oh, you're going on the radio on April Fool's Day. What lies are you going to spew on air? Like, what are you going to tell the people there's an alien invasion?
Right.
Or, I can't do that. Someone's going to believe me.
Someone will.
I'd probably get arrested. I can't do that.
I'll speak for you.
Yeah?
You know, so he didn't mean it.
He's just...
Leave him.
Just fooling around.
He didn't
around.
Mean it. Yeah.
Well, no, again, no one's in the studio yet, so we still have some time to think about. I got an idea of a prank we can pull on Chance, our amazing technical director.
What could we do?
I distract him with a name chatter about, like, Deathstalker.
Okay.
Right? He's into that.
Okay, so you'll distract him.
And then you crawl under his desk.
Without him
seeing you, and you tie his shoelaces together.
Oh.
Mwah. Chef's kiss.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be fitting underneath the desk.
I don't. We can figure it out.
Okay.
Figure it out when he gets in here. Yeah. I'll talk about Deathstalker.
Okay.
And you tie his shoelaces together.
Tie shoelaces. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever tied your own shoelaces together just
what?
To see?
Why would I do that?
I think I might have done that.
I thought you meant by accident.
Probably one of the worst things with my shoelaces is I was riding my bike and the shoelaces got stuck in the chain.
That's the worst.
And that's the worst because you know what's going to happen next. You're going to fall onto your side, but you're watching it happen.
Yeah.
It's like in slow motion. Yeah.
That's the worst. We got to be careful. And now that spring has sprung and biking season's happening.
Yeah.
I got to be careful of that. That'd That's why I'm switching to Velcro. I'm going to go get back to the LA gears.
Yeah. Is any Velcro shoes around?
For people? You have to go
for people?
For people. For adults.
For adults?
You have to go
for
to
human persons?
You know what? That's big with senior citizens because it's hard to so you got to go to like Payless or one of those places where you can get those.
Payless.
Is that a thing
Since
anymore?
When is Payless around?
I don't know. I don't buy shoes.
You
I find
buy
them.
You find shoes?
I go to the gym and
there's
them.
There's no Payless anymore.
I don't know where one buys shoes.
Where do you buy shoes?
I go to the Army Surplus and I just get them.
You know what? I passed Army Surplus the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I think they still have winter coats and stuff.
Like, they'd
like
be on
sale. Clearance now.
Yeah.
Now would be a good time to get, you know.
It's a good time to get winter clearance, and it's a great time to think ahead for summer, like air conditioners, fans. Get those fans before they sell out.
That's right.
Yeah.
To help to circulate the air.
I got a lot of funk in my apartment. I got to get out of there.
It's funky.
It's funky in a bad way. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
It's 30 minutes past 8 o'clock, and we're going to get back to the tunes.
All right.
Simone and I have to, we have to sojourn to the breakfast nook.
Yeah.
And get some old farm fine foods
old
into us.
Old farm fine foods. Oh, it's so good.
We'll come back
so good today.
We'll come back and
it's
talk
good every
about
day, but it's good today.
Oh yeah. We're gonna come back and talk about like some delicious things that come out of trees.
Mm.
Try and think of what that is.
Okay, think.
Excellent. But in the meantime, we've got some new stuff from our friends Connor Price and Nick D. They're putting out bangers all the time. This one's called Ride, right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
Everybody looks so sad.
Yeah, wish there was something we could do to cheer him up.
You good at anything?
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but we both know I'm the best rapper here.
Here we go, the best rapper.
Okay, fine, how about this? I'll rap a little bit, you rap a little bit, we'll ask everybody who they like more?
Deal.
Really? You want to try that?
Yeah, one problem.
What?
No music.
Music.
I don't mean to brag. It's my world, it's the Converse. Everybody wanna talk, wanna converse. Crew all stars like we rock Converse. Converse is anyone, you know they picking cons verse. November baby, I'm a Scorpio. But I don't gotta read a horoscope, I know how the story goes. Underestimated like a cheetah dressed in tortoise clothes. Sore throat, I'll perform shows in Morse code. Show up on a dot and I double dash. Yeah, W's only, I never double back. Nah, y'all gon' pop off some bubble wrap. Whoa, 6-figure bag off a Ruffles ad. Chip on my shoulder, got a heart on my sleeve. Catch a fist to your mouth, yeah, we armed to the teeth. Got drive, so I'm never really far from the green. My dad's a golf pro, the apple ain't far from the tree. I don't mean to brag, then what you gon' say?
Well, try to keep it chill with the cash out the bag.
Man, let it run away.
Yeah, when it caught a vibe, look at that, what a snag. Flag.
All right, okay.
I don't mean to brag. Matter of fact, let me part the dap you up. I'm handcuffed to a briefcase. Looking like I just want a sweepstakes. Drop so many singles, you'd have thought I was on a speed date. This ain't an MP3, this a heat wave. I do whatever the cheese say. It's like I'm in Green Bay. Everything prepaid. If I drop a song, then it's on like DK. Minor to major, that was the key change. Well, glad we in agreement. I got no beef with y'all. It's like I'm feeding a vegan. Convenience store down the street, I can see it. But I got so much to do, it ain't even convenient. Got a couple kids and they need me to feed them. That's why I'm pulling paper like I'm reaching for Kleenex. Me and the fam plead the allegiance. Making it look easy, ain't no easy achievements. Look, I don't mean to brag. Folding all this paper like an origami hobbyist. See us in command, ironic because they copy us. Show's getting big, we might have to sell binoculars. Fully independent in case it's not obvious. Yeah. Whoa, I just put a house in my backyard.
Why?
Need a studio that wasn't that far.
Cool, school these boys on cue, yeah, that part. Y'all been living under rocks like you past star.
Yeah, reaching for the green, I'm giraffing it. Whoa,
never miss a beat, we too accurate.
It all meant to be, ain't no accident.
Everything that goes around keeps coming back again.
Album finished yesterday, I'm back again. My engineer like,
what you doing back?
I wanna rap again.
Ain't seeing eye to eye with all these slimy basilisks.
Got it, we ain't passing it, far too passionate. Yeah, we just
ride on, what you gon' say? 24-7, yeah, we do it every day. Just ride on, out of my way. Gotta get it now, yeah, I really can't wait. Ride on, what they gon' say?
I loved it. Yeah. I knew that was good. That was gonna go well, but you crushed that.
No, you were incredible.
Nah,
you're folding paper like an origami hobbyist.
You like that one, dude? I think they like that.
That was dope, bro. That was great.
Thank you. This is Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and the Campus and Community Radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
At my call, but when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Thank you.
The Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
The student has become the master.
There you go.
My name's Simone
Wax
Limone.
On, wax off.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, my name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone Limone.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Welcome in to Indie Morning Wake Up, the Wednesday edition.
Yes.
Hottest show in town.
It is the hottest. We are the hottest.
Not just us, Indie Wake Up in general.
That's true.
It kicks buns.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get something we've got. We're unique, we're special.
Play the good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the commercial stations sometimes, but I can't listen to them that often because they just play the same stuff a lot.
Yeah. If you want something, you know, out of this world.
Like, where are you going to listen to Rockpile? Yeah. Nick Lowe and Rockpile. Well, you're a fool too long.
Mm-hmm.
It's April Fool's Day.
April Fool's.
Don't be a fool. Be cool. We heard Snail Mail with Tractor Beam. It's brand new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We had little Ricky Nelson with Poor Little Fool.
Yeah. Ricky looking like a little mini Elvis
little
Presley.
Mini Elvis, yeah.
Yeah.
They must have known each other.
Maybe.
Probably. And then we had Connor Price and Nick D with Ride. Also brand new.
Mm.
We're bringing the heat this morning.
You are bringing the heat.
We're bringing the heat and we're ready to eat. Guess what this segment is?
Oh my goodness. Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yes.
It's the breakfast nook where we talk about our amazing sponsors.
Yes.
And talk about what's going on at Old Farm.
Mm-hmm.
4-day weekend coming up for Old Farm.
Yes.
It's going to be closed Friday. It's going to be closed Saturday.
Saturday.
It's going to be closed
Sunday.
It's going to be closed Monday.
So you got to get what you want now.
Get it now because there's like a lot of good stuff. Entree season, right? Students are nearing the end. They've got exams. They're moving out. They don't have time to cook. Don't want to fill the fridge up with a bunch of groceries. They're just going to go home. So scalloped potatoes, that Old Farmer on the menu.
Uh-huh.
I believe turkey pot pies are going to be getting done. I think the filling was made yesterday. So I think that's coming down the pipeline.
Okay.
They're doing a scalloped potato with smoked ham and grilled pineapple entree.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Grilled pineapple on the scalloped potato?
And the ham, yeah. And
really?
Smoked ham, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Oh, it's a good combo.
You put the pineapple on the ham, not on the potato.
And then you put it all on the potatoes.
You put that on top?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Yeah. I think that's what they're doing.
You think so?
I go up to the kitchen. I see the building blocks.
Yeah.
And then I see the finished product. So I'm assuming that's what's happening.
Okay.
Either way, it's going to be delicious.
Yeah.
What else are they making there? They're making me hungry is what they're making. But you're going to want to get in there today or Thursday. Get your cheese. They've got a brand new triple cream brie with a nice wood vegetable ash on the rind. I've been eating that. It's really
good.
Oh, my God, yeah.
When are you eating that? Are you eating it in the night, like your night cheese?
No, not the night cheese. That's my 7-year-old Mapledale cheddar. That's like if it's 3 a.m. and some student is yelling in the alleyway and I wake up and I just got to, like, get something into my belly.
Oh, you got the night cheese.
Yeah.
7-year night cheese.
Like Homer Simpson in his undies just eating slices of American cheese in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
That's my... No, this fine brie, this is one that I watch... Or that I'll eat while watching, you know, fine movies, which I'm going to do a bit later.
Right.
But I'll be sitting at home with my charcuterie, clashing it up.
Charcuterie.
My charcuterie.
What do you put on your charcuterie? I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of, like, olives. Everyone likes to do olives. I'm just a big, like, meat and cheese guy. Like, Old Farm has really good cured salamis.
Mm-hmm.
Truffle salami is very good. I'll just hack away at that. Or maybe some spicy chorizo.
Mm-hmm.
Just eat the whole stick.
Can you put anything sweet, like grapes or anything?
Fruit. You kidding me?
No?
No.
No fruit on there?
I don't have time for that.
Nothing sweet on there?
No, just cheese. I want to get gout before I'm 50.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then red wine. Old Farm's got a really good selection of red and white wine.
Apparently, red wine's good for you.
It's heart healthy, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a big
fan. That's
what
I heard.
So I'll be glugging red wine while watching the Ten Commandments.
So do you put your red wine in just like a cup and drink it?
No,
do you
I
put
have
it,
glasses.
You put it in a nice wine glass
and
swish it around?
Oh, I don't swish.
You don't swish? Do you smell it? Like, do you smell it first?
I guess, yeah.
And then swish it around and then hold it at the stem?
No, that's too dangerous.
That's too dangerous.
Because if I'm watching something exciting, I could squeeze my fingers too hard and crack the stem. Then I got a mess on my hands.
You get too excited about what you're watching that you're not paying attention to what's in your hand?
Deathstalker fighting Pigman, and suddenly I've got vino all over me?
Oh, no.
What is this? Amateur hour! I do open it. Like, I'll uncork it and leave it for an hour before I drink it, because apparently you have to air it out to sort of activate the tannins or some nonsense.
Really?
Yeah, and it tastes, like, way better than if you just cork it and drink it. It's kind of bitter, I find, like any red wine.
Okay.
So sometimes, like, I'm not going to drink the whole thing in one sitting, so I'll, like, cork it and either put it in the fridge or just leave it on the counter. Then the next day, it's, like, really good.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know something about it. I don't know the science behind it.
Oh.
I just know what I like.
You know what you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were talking about food science as well off air because we got maple syrup going on at Old Farm.
We do, yes.
Yeah, we got Linda's maple syrup from Salmon Run Sap House.
Yes, that Jeff, the movie nerd, brought for me.
I brought you a big one, too.
You did bring me a big one. I watched that with my life.
Someone came in the store and thought we were selling 40s of whiskey because it's a big bottle.
It's a big bottle.
And it looks like who?
Yeah.
It looks like they're running like a bootlegger still out there.
It does.
But it's real good.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
You got to put in your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put on your ice cream.
Yep.
You got to put it on that smoked ham and pineapple.
pineapple.
I could put it on yogurt too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
like a Greek yogurt. Totally. A little drizzle on top there.
Just drink it right out of the bottle.
I could.
You just sit in the bathtub, just guzzle
in
it.
In the bathtub?
Yeah. With a smoke. That's how I live my life.
That's how you live it?
One day at a time.
One day at a time.
Yeah. But hey, you want to get to Old Farm, get some good grub. It's Easter weekend, you know?
Yep.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Oh, thank you. I love it.
Mm.
Happy April Fool's Day.
April Fool's.
Awesome. It's 10 minutes until 9 o'clock. After 9, we're going to find some events going on in and around town. Let's say you don't like your family and you don't want to hang out with them on Easter weekend. We'll find some other stuff for you to do.
Alrighty.
And again, we're still waiting on other staff members to come in so we can prank them hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're
let's
listening
do that.
And I'm probably not coming in because they're hearing us talk about this.
Yeah.
Anywho, we'll be back after 9 o'clock. We're going to keep things rocking and rolling. We got brand new Rush. They perform live at the Junos on Sunday. And they got a new drummer since the great late Neil Peart passed away. But they're still awesome. I watched it and I was pleasantly surprised
at
how
time. You enjoyed
excellent
it.
They still are.
Yeah.
Playing old Alice Cooper today. We're playing old Rush.
Wow.
We've got the vintage going on.
All kinds of stuff going on today.
Love it. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Welcome. Welcome. We're going to get to it.
All right, let's.
Hey Milton, how's it going, man?
Awesome party! Good tunes, good brew, good buddies. I feel great, man. I feel great! I don't know, man. I hate my father, I hate my life. But I feel great, man. You guys are great. I'm gonna go pick a fight.
He's gotten a lot better, don't you think?
Analyze my dreams and pain.